This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
This is New Beginnings. Welcome to the weekend, everyone. I am Freddie Bell, and with me now is our co-host on the program, Mr. Joe McKenzie, a great partner, a great strategist, an individual who helps to turn candidates into contenders. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Freddie Bell. How are you today?
Unbelievable. And tell us a bit more about Ripple Connects and how you engage in coaching.
Well, Ripple Connects is the company that I formed several years ago, kind of based upon a model that I started working with about 10 years ago, with really just kind of a way for me to allow those individuals to engage with their network, uncover their transferable skills. And from there, I kind of took it into, you know, very personalized or individualized career coaching for my clients. Every client is different. Some may need help with interviewing. Some may be, how do you engage with the right people? I've heard networking is the way to go. And really, I just give them a very actionable set of ways to engage with their bench of advocates. I think I'm the first person in the Twin Cities radio to ever use that phrase, bench of advocates. And I have built my career on that. And so I want to share those steps that work for me. So really, I enjoy the process, and I really enjoy the outcomes when people call me and say that they've been offered the job that they deserve in many ways through the steps that we've helped them with. Freddie, they can visit my website, rippleconnects.com, or they can call me directly at 763-438-1621. Feel free to leave a message if I'm unavailable. I return everybody's calls because it's the right thing to do.
All right. And this topic you suggested this week, the challenges of a summer job search, what a perfect time to be talking about that.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, do the summer months really present obstacles for job seekers wanting to make a job change, especially those who are in the baby boomer set?
I've seen, you know, a lot of the information that I relay on New Beginnings in my segment is what I'm hearing firsthand, that a lot of people within the hiring process in our companies are on vacations. You know, the key members of a hiring team may be, you know, out of the office. So therefore, the summer can present some challenges to making a career change. And so therefore, I wanted to bring a few ways to keep momentum moving in your own career transition in the context of sometimes a slowdown in hiring in the Twin Cities job market. So yes, absolutely. There's challenges. Not every company, but more than not, there's going to be a few people on vacation that are going to slow things. But I want to make sure that everybody that's hearing my voice today, there's a couple ways to keep momentum moving.
So is it a rule of thumb, don't try to change your career during the summertime, or is that really not good advice? How would you characterize that?
No, you can certainly make changes in the summer. Just, I think knowing that there may be some challenges ahead will help you to not get frustrated and think that this is going to be the case the rest of the year or different parts of the year. Let's be honest. We've been in sales. Freddie, we know that there's a lot of key people, decision makers that are on vacation right now, correct?
That is true. That is true. A lot of traveling happening right now.
Absolutely. So just the fact that I said that today may kind of temper some of the expectations that you're going to have. For example, if you interview now this week and you don't hear for 3-4 weeks, it may be because a key decision maker's out of town, traveling, taking advantage of the Minnesota summer to go somewhere, versus being stressed that, you know, things are moving forward without me. And sometimes we get anxious and we maybe misstep and make sure that, I want to make sure that you keep momentum moving, but also know that the reality of it is that summer is a slowing time for a lot of organizations. Not all, but firsthand, I've heard a lot of that with my clients, that things seem to slow down here in July and August.
Wow. So if you were to take a look at this from a real holistic perspective, what overall strategies do you recommend for overcoming some of these challenges with people being away? It's a slow time of the year. It seems like there's always a slow time of the year. So are there foolproof ideas that you can share with us?
Yes. And really, when we talked about last week, certain things we can control with our in our control. If hiring is slowed down, we don't know always if the outcome is going to be in our favor. Don't stop setting up meetings with your bench of advocates. Don't stop attending networking meetings or events. Again, realize what you can control. Keep those plates spinning. And along the way, allow for things to kind of catch up to you. Maybe September's not that far away. And if that's when people start getting back to, regularly being in the office, then at least you've kept that momentum going by, setting up your calendar or even setting up meetings with people, in late August, early September. Those weeks do go by. I understand that, sometimes, you want to make a change, but sometimes you're just going to have to go with the flow a little bit. Set up that calendar. Take an online course. Attend a seminar. Go to the James J. Hill Center and do research. That's going to allow you to have a better understanding of an industry that you want to go into. That fills your calendar. That allows you to keep that. A few months ago, I talked about the creative part of your job search. That downtime is some of the best time for us to become our own career strategists. Read a good book in regards to careers or interviewing, or just to keep your mind busy. That may be the things that we need to approach versus so regimented and saying, why haven't they called me back? And I do hear that.
Mm-hmm. So that's a nice diagnosis. And I feel like I'm talking to Dr. McKenzie now. So what are the steps? Now, let's write the script all the way out now. What are a few steps that we can take right now to keep our own job search moving forward? Maybe the career shift that we're doing, maybe we're resetting our career. We're getting that new beginning, so to speak. What can we do to keep that whole process on track, no matter what the situation?
Absolutely. Use this time, if it's a slower time, to maybe do some more research. I mentioned the James J. Hill Library is a good resource for people that are starting new businesses, understanding the different industries out there. That may be a very, very productive, good step to keep that moving forward. Set up some meetings with your bench of advocates. Keep those going along. Keep close eye on and ears open to events that you may be able to attend. A lot of times there's social aspects that we might be able to go to an event. Maybe a company's having a boat cruise or there's a networking event. Those are great ways to fill that time when companies slow down because of the inevitability that people are going to be taking vacations. So, the main takeaway, Freddie, is keep your momentum going forward with what you can control. And you'll be surprised how going with the flow, that time does get filled. Versus conversely, Freddie, if you don't set that up, you're just waiting for that phone to ring or watch for that email. That's not productive. And that can be, that can bring about anxiety and, what's going on the other end of that hiring process. So deal with the summer. Keep that momentum going. Do your research. Attend events when you can, and keep those meetings up. And read a good book, in regards to careers or leadership or marketing yourself. That may be the best time for summer in regards to your job search.
Wow. And so also you do coaching in this regard. So is this a time to get in contact with a Joe McKenzie, for example?
Absolutely. This is a great time, especially if you feel that you've hit that summer slowdown, or you're looking to 2019 in regards to making a change. And oftentimes we do see that at the end of the year or the beginning of the year. It's never too soon to start thinking about making a change. And if one step or one approach that Ripple Connects and my team gives you that advantage, certainly give us a call, and we'll be able to work with you to, you know, harness those transferable skills, to leverage the bench of advocates to find that hidden job market, or just get you in a position where you're more comfortable talking about your accomplishments in an interview setting. What great way to fill that time when things are slowing down than to really, and Freddie, I see it as investing in yourself, and really investing in yourself to be in a position to get the job that you deserve.
Incredible. Joe, we're out of time, and I know you do some great work, I already know, at Ripple Connects.
Yes, we do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And our show continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club is delighted to offer its spacious facilities for your private function. From weddings, retirement parties, business dinners, or any special occasion, Crooner's combines a dedicated full-service special events team, an award-winning chef, and a beautiful lakeside ambiance to make your event a resounding success. Visit croonersloungemn.com to learn more about their private dining options or call 763-571-9020 to get a quote for your next event today.
Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens is the first green cemetery in Minnesota. It's a beautiful, peaceful place where burials are celebrations of life with as little impact on the environment as possible. Tony Weber founded it because he wants to leave a green legacy for his grandchildren, something many of us might feel. Learn more. Visit the website mngreengraves.com. Give them a call. The goal is so meaningful, so positive, it might be right for you. Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
It's time now, New Beginnings, to talk about health. But we want to talk about your financial health. And I know that there are many boomers who have younger people living in their home, teenagers or teenagers who just graduated from college, and they're trying to find their way through the morass of, well, what is this opportunity? How will I find an opportunity? If you have teens still living in your household, there are still teens with summer jobs that need a plan for their money. And we'll give you some ideas on what you can do to plan that money that your teens are making with the summertime jobs. So if you just look around, you'll notice that the share of teenagers working summer jobs is dwindling and has done so for years. But the numbers have come back a bit in the last couple of years. It's a change applauded by educators and financial advisors alike, and even mom and dad. Summer jobs are a great idea. Money management begins with how to get that money in the first place. Well, working a summer job is less common among teenagers than it once was. That according to an analysis published this month by the Pew Research Center. As recently as 2000, roughly half of those between the ages of 16 and 19 worked summer jobs, but the proportion dropped to about 30% during the financial crisis. Last summer, for example, it rose to 35%. This year, hiring of teenagers got off to a strong start in May, although the pace slowed slightly in June compared with last year. Still, the combined total of about 1 million jobs added for those 2 months is above average for the past decade, that according to an analysis of federal data by the outplacement firm Challenger, Gray, and Christmas. Andrew Challenger, the firm's vice president, says that the longer-term trend away from summer jobs doesn't mean young people are lazy. Teens are still busy, he says. They're doing such things as volunteering in hurricane-stricken areas, taking extra classes, or honing their sports skills to burnish their college applications. They may be taking a calculation, he says, that such experiences make more of an impression on college admission staff than a summer job scooping ice cream, for example. Whether they're working to help support their families, saving for college, or building a fund for some other goal, young workers should have a plan for the money they earn. Earning a steady paycheck for the first time can make teenagers feel cash rich and lead to overspending. Deciding ahead of time to put a certain amount into savings and spend a small amount on entertainment makes teenagers less likely to squander their earnings. Now, that's a lot easier said than done. Even though the overall unemployment rate has fallen amid a stronger economy, teenagers can have a hard time finding temporary summer jobs. The retail industry, for instance, a traditional place for teenagers to land summer work, is shifting away from brick-and-mortar stores and toward online sales. Even when the job market is good, it does take diligence and a willingness to be flexible. That may mean taking a job that's not a first choice, but a job means money and offers experience dealing with bosses, co-workers, and customers. In parts of the country where students will return to school in mid-August, much of the summer is already gone and employers may not be as eager to hire as they were in the spring. But often, entry-level jobs suitable for teenagers have high turnover, so it's worth checking again. And here are some questions and answers about summer jobs. Number one, why did my summer employer give me a tax form? A lot of teenagers are wondering. They just think if they make $200 a week that they should get a check for $200. Well, when you're hired, your employer gives you a W-4, also known as a withholding allowance certificate, which tells the employer how much tax to deduct from your paycheck. The amount withheld is based on the number of so-called allowances you claim. And the more allowances claimed, the less money withheld for taxes, and the more cash you'll see in your paycheck. The W-4 form has a worksheet to help you decide how many allowances to claim, but it can get complicated. So even if you expect to earn relatively little income, you should consider claiming one allowance or even zero allowances to help cover any tax bill. If you end up having too much withheld, you can get a refund by filing a tax return next year. The Internal Revenue Service offers more tips for students with summer jobs. Question number two is, can I put money earned from a summer job into a Roth IRA? The answer is an emphatic yes. If you've earned income, you can open a Roth IRA, a retirement savings account, and begin saving and investing the money. Saving early, even if it's just a small amount, means that your investment will have a long time to grow. Your parents and other relatives can even add money to your Roth for you, up to the maximum amount of $5,500 for 2018. And then a final question, why not take the summer off and work during the school year? Well, here's the answer from the experts. Having a job during the school year can be fine as long as you don't overdo it. There is a link between intense school year employment, 20 or more hours a week, and the risk of dropping out. So it's wise to limit your hours if you can afford to. Just some ideas to help you plan with the money that your students or you are making, if you're the student listening this weekend, with the money that you make from your summer jobs. You're listening to New Beginnings. I am Freddie Bell, and we're just trying to give you some ideas to help you with your financial health in this segment this week. If you have questions about what you've heard, you can always reach me at 888-639-9738 or visit us online at www.freddiebell.com. We've got more to come as New Beginnings continues right now.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Here's why companies, clubs, and organizations just like yours book Freddie Bell for keynote presentations.
I've been able to find my way through trying circumstances, and with each seemingly devastating situation, I've come back stronger and better. Why? Because of the techniques that embody courage, enthusiasm, and staying focused on the goal, that dream and that desire. What's your dream? What's holding you back?
If you've been struggling to get to the top, if you're searching for unprecedented breakthroughs, if you're looking for the light when the way seems dark, book Freddie Bell today.
The way to a successful life is using proven techniques that move you, that help you, and sustain you. It's time to get fired up. It's time to move up and to show up.
Freddie provides the keys in your keynote address. Call Freddie Bell now. 888-639-9738. That's 888-639-9738. Or visit FreddieBell.com right now to book your engagement.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Here's Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects. How can you bring to light the hidden job market?
You bring the hidden job market by talking with the meaningful connections in your life and thinking critically about your network. The hidden job market is real. Up to 75% of positions filled today are unadvertised. And the best way to leverage the opportunities in that hidden job market is to talk to the people in your network. You paint a picture of what your next job looks like so they can be your eyes and ears to bring the hidden job market to you.
How can we reach you, Joe McKenzie?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
Quantum physics and psychology are proven conclusively that you get what you expect. If you expect something different will.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
This time of year, I enjoy watching birds hop around in the fresh grass looking for worms, seeds, and other delights. I get enthusiastic about that. That's our point of focus, enthusiasm. I get a sense of enthusiasm when I see squirrels bounce excitedly from tree to tree or seeing a young dog run across an open field. These shows of natural enthusiasm remind me of life's simple joys. Although I may have more concerns than a bird, a squirrel, or a young dog, I can still greet each day with enthusiasm and an eagerness to appreciate life in every way possible. You can do it too. If you begin your day with a thought of gratitude, you open the door to a life filled with good and enthusiasm. Look forward to what each day holds, knowing that your enthusiasm will only increase. With this thought in mind, you can be enthusiastic about what lies ahead for the day. If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
Find a wide selection of outdoor hearth products at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Whether you prefer wood or gas, Woodland Stoves has the fire to fit your home. Pizza aficionados know nothing matches masonry oven baking for capturing flavor and nutrition. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces can easily install one in your home or business. Enthusiasts use these ovens year-round for bread making, wood roasting, even grilling.
The mission and passion of Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces is to make the fire work for you. The way humans relate to fire is primordial. We have used fire to warm our bodies, cook our meals, and kindle our spirits. Our team has the know-how to do this in a clean-burning and environmentally smart way. Visit our store and experience the diversity. We have over 35 working units on display at the corner of Riverside and East Franklin. See us online at woodlandstoves.com. Find the fire that fits and works for you.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary, products and services since 1977.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Hunter Haas. It's going to be a rainy weekend. Today, chance of showers with a high near 80. Tonight, chance of thunderstorms with a low around 68. And Sunday, chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 85. Warner Stallions is celebrating the grand reopening of its remodeled original store in St. Paul this weekend with food and fun for the family. On top of their unbeatable appliance prices, enjoy face painting and treats from Minnesota favorites, Johnny Pops and No Name Steak. Learn more at warnerstallion.com/events.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Welcome back to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. Now, and with me is Kitty Harris. She is the center coordinator for the Center of, at Heritage Park, the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. And welcome back, Kitty.
Hi, Freddie. It's always a pleasure to be here.
It's good to be with you. And for folks, before I want to take care of the business first, Kitty. So for individuals who are looking more for more information about MPHA and in particular, what's going on at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, how can they reach out to you?
They can stop by and see us at 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis. They can give us a call at 612-344-2221, or they can visit us on Facebook under the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center.
All right. The summer is in full swing, and you've already had a busy summer at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center.
Yes, we, in keeping with our pledge to keep our older adults active in North Minneapolis, we have been very busy. Our members of the YMCA just finished up a six-week challenge with Insight News, where participants came weekly at 6 a.m. So that you know they were dedicated because they were here at 6 a.m. And they came at 6 a.m. and worked out and had this challenge to make this commitment to make a change in their life from a health standpoint.
What kind of challenges and what kind of commitments were your seniors making?
So everybody set individual goals of what they wanted to lose. And the biggest thing of the time was the commitment, because a lot of times you'll hear people say, oh, I really would work out, but I don't have the time. So it's having them do it before work showed the commitment that they were really ready to make that step. And a lot of times when we see people dealing with weight issues, they want to make that step. They just don't know how, or they don't have the resources, or they don't have the support system. So this this collaborative with Insight News and Al McFarland, who did a great job of putting this together, was just an opportunity for people to have a support structure in place. So they would come and do group exercises together and work out and meet their goals, weigh in on a weekly basis, and talk about nutritional plans and what you could do to kind of shake your body up to jumpstart that weight loss. And that was a 6-week program that everybody was in. So again, not only the time commitment of getting up at 6 a.m., but also continuing this journey multiple days a week for 6 weeks. And they had a graduation ceremony on last week. Everybody got a pendant and a certificate, and we had over 20 people that were in that one. So we're going to do that again, but we're very excited for the results that we saw from those participants in this first round.
Well, how many people were involved, and who were the collaborative partners once again?
The collaborative partners was Insight News, the YMCA, Minneapolis Public Housing, mm-hmm. and just people from the community. And so, like I said, we had over 20 attendees that signed up for this one, and we're hoping to partner with Insight and the Y to do this in other areas in Minneapolis where we have other high rises that are Minneapolis public housing high rises that are by local YMCAs. And so this collaboration is going to continue, and you're going to hear more about this as we start to put the framework around it to expand it to other areas of Minneapolis.
All right, everybody, we're talking with Kitty Harris, the Center Coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. And once again, for people who are looking for more information about all the activities at the center, they can reach you how?
They can give us a call at 612-344-2221 or stop by 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis and say hi to us.
All right, that's Kitty Harris. I'm Freddie Bell, and this is New Beginnings.
Hey, ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
You are listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and thank you so much for being with us. And it's our pleasure now to turn our attention to some state news. And we go now to the sponsor for our program, AARP Twin Cities, where we connect now with Will Phillips, the state director. Good afternoon, Will.
Freddie, good afternoon.
Glad you're with us. And this is really a high time right now. We've got the midterm elections coming up, the primary on August 14th, I do believe is the date. A lot of people will be going to the polls between now and then all across the country. You had 50% turnout in the state of Minnesota with the last midterm election in 2014. Why is it important right now, and how is AARP motivating its members to get to the poll?
It's important, I suppose, for the same reasons that it always has been. And that is that, we've got to, remind, candidates for public office, of the issues that are most critical, to us as citizens, as AARP members, as members of the 50 plus population, really regardless of who you are. And so, for those reasons, it's important to get out, as you said, on August 14th for the primary and then on November 6th for the general. But it's also important to make sure that you're out during campaign season. And as you see candidates moving about the community, talking to people, to really make sure that you're elevating the issues that are important to you so that they're addressing those things publicly as they're around campaigning in our communities.
I was reading an article that your team had written that it said in the midterm elections, there is typically a fall off in voting among all age groups, including 50 plus voters. And for example, you mentioned that in 2016, the presidential election, nearly 80% of 50 plus Minnesotans voted compared to about 60% in 2014. What are you doing to really to boost voter engagement, to keep those numbers high What's your approach to the informed voters to get out there and really go to the polls and get their voices heard?
Yeah, you're right. It's a big drop-off between those presidential years and those midterm election years. And the 50-plus is a big voting block, and it's one of the most consistent voting blocks in terms of turnout. And so, you know, when you have that kind of a drop-off, those numbers really start to become significant. And so, you know, our job is to make sure that that drop-off number shrinks this midterm and that we've got more people going out in voting, because there really is a lot at stake. You know, we really feel that more and more politicians are not seeking common ground. Many of them are casting insults instead of creating results. And it's time to put voters first and get to work. I think the other thing is that issues matter. You know, issues like Medicare, like Social Security, caregiving, and financial security are all on the line. And so we're really encouraging our members and others to use their vote to hold politicians accountable and to make them pay attention to the issues that really matter. And so, you know, the way that we're going to be doing that is by getting the word out about how you register, how you vote. We're going to be asking people to complete a pledge that indicates that they can be the difference, and asking them to pledge to vote in this year's election. And we've got a really slick voting tool online at aarp.org/vote. And I did this the other day, where if you take a few quick steps to sign up and provide some information about how you plan to vote and where you live and those kinds of things, either through text or email, whatever your preference is, it will provide all kinds of great information about how you go about voting. Provide reminders, information about polling. If you're not registered, help you with that. So we're trying to make it as easy as we can for people to remember the key dates, remember the key information that they need to go cast their ballot, not only in the primary, but during the general election in November as well.
If our listeners would like to get more information from you, from AARP, how can they reach out to you, Will?
Yeah, I mean, I think a good way to find out information that we're doing at the state level is just at aarp.org/MN for sure. And then otherwise, we'll try to be out in the community here as we wind down. Hate to say it, as we get through the days of summer here and into the fall. But yeah, aarp.org/MN is a great way to always find out about what we're up to.
Everybody, this is Will Phillips, State Director for AARP Twin Cities, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. Welcome back to the program. And now we shift our attention to West Metro Hypnosis, where we find the Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro. Welcome back to the program, Kelly.
Thank you so much for having me, Freddie.
Glad you're with us. And let's take care of the business of the program first. Let's let our listeners know how they can reach out to you directly.
WestMetroHypnosis.com is the website, and the phone is 952-222-3975.
All right, and we want to talk about the World Cup. And I said it last week when we spoke about taking that vacation, and I'll say it this time. How does World Cup relate to the work you do at West Metro Hypnosis?
Well, my husband and I had an opportunity to, during the World Cup, go to Russia. We had tickets for two of the games, and we decided that we were just going to go and check it out and see how it is. And I was just observing that whole process because just like we were talking last week about taking downtime, when we go on vacation, when we go to a new place, we really allow our nervous system to get back in touch with the whole idea and the whole process of flexibility, of adaptability, of discovering strengths about ourselves that we didn't know or maybe that we had forgotten that we had. And so when we went to Russia, all of those things were happening. Flexibility, adaptability, discovery of inner strengths, because you're out of your familiar environment. You're out of your comfort zone. And we certainly were in terms of the language. Thank God for Google Translate, because that's how we were communicating much of the time. And we were just basically trusting that those translations were being done correctly. And I can say at the end of the day, they must have been correct because we got to the places we were supposed to go. But just in basic things like how do you order food and how do you navigate your world and is that hotel going to be in the place that you think it's supposed to be according to the map? And it's just such an interesting process. And also this idea of not having a schedule. If you think about how much of our lives are scheduled, and to be off of that schedule and really allow yourself the chance to be free from all of those constraints and from everything that is familiar to you. And you don't have to go as far away as Russia to get to that place. You can go to a park that you've never been to in your neighborhood. You can do all kinds of things to give yourself the downtime that you deserve, the downtime that is beneficial for you, and also have some curiosity and some discovery about trying new things that are close to you to keep your mind fresh and alive so it is used to being adaptable, so it is used to being flexible, so you are used to finding solutions to different challenges and problems, because that's really what is causing anxiety is when something arises and we don't believe that we can find a solution for it. And just taking yourself out of your everyday environment, your everyday surroundings, a lot of the times will just keep your mind fresh at looking at things in a different light, a different perspective, and also appreciating those things that do feel very familiar and very good.
Wow. So if you were to give us an idea to take with us this weekend, Kelly, what would that be with regard to the World Cup?
To the World Cup? Well, just go ahead and plan your own little World Cup. Go to a new ethnic restaurant. Try a different sport. Go to a different activity that you've never tried before. Do something daring and different and just notice. Notice how your nervous system responds to it, notice your resiliency and your strength, and notice the joy and the gratitude that you feel afterwards.
That's Kelly Von Hanekamp of West Metro Hypnosis, and this is New Beginnings, and it continues right now.
Are you tired of the extra weight? Are you fed up with smoking? Is fear running your life? Do you feel stuck? Well, keep listening. Call 952-222-3975 or visit westmetrohypnosis.com. Hypnosis feels really good and is very effective in getting results. Remember, 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, empowering you to master your life.
Get your windows washed before the fall rush. Blue Sky Surfaces' final sale before fall is this month only, where you can get up to 25 window panes washed inside and out for only $129. Call 651-447-4484. No matter the job size, August is the time to save money on your window cleaning. So beat the fall rush and take advantage of Blue Sky Surfaces' August sale prices. Call 651-447-4484. That's Blue Sky Surfaces at 651-447-4484.
Hi, Gregory Rich, host of AM 950's Drinkin' the Style. Are you a fan of cool? Then let me introduce you to Gus Modern. Available exclusively in the Twin Cities at Habitation Furnishing and Design, Gus Modern is kind of mid-century, kind of contemporary, and 100% cool. Timeless, comfortable, awesome, and through August 19th, 20% off. Visit GusModern.com or stop in at Habitation at 4317 Excelsior Boulevard and check it out.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
And so these high ideals are for our inspiration, for our power, but we must give them expression in our daily living. In the next 2 weeks, we will evolve this idea further of how we give outer expression in the world to these inner ideals that we hold. We must demonstrate the truth we inwardly know through our daily life. Many of you know it's even printed on the back of our bulletin every Sunday. But the five basic principles or tenets of unity, which end with the fifth one, which is so important to understand that it's not enough to inwardly know or meditate upon truth. Yes, that empowers us, that heals us, that restores us, that inspires us. But that fifth step, we must walk the truth we know. There is actually a debate going on this very week on Facebook, but it's a private page for Unity Ministers. It's where we can talk to each other, you know, in the gang. And someone was just bringing up this point, that so often we get so centered in our contemplation, our meditation, which is, as I said at the beginning of this lesson, where we begin in unity. Remember the golden key a couple of weeks ago. Don't think about the problems, think about God, the possibility, the potential. And yes, we begin there, but as Merlene described this morning in the early service, let's don't pitch a tent and get stuck. That is our beginning, our inspiration, the ideal. But then we must work in the world, walk our truth. And so several ministers on Facebook were commenting about this. And it's a thought that we will address in the next couple of weeks. Are our unity ministries meant to stand up in the outer world on issues of social justice? Having the grace, as my mother wrote in what I call the Prayer of Five Graces, having the grace to boldly stand for what is right. And one minister, who at one time was on the board of directors of Unity World Headquarters, she wrote, "It seems at times we may forget our fifth step, that we walk our talk, that we demonstrate our truth in our own life, in our community life, working together as in this church, and in greater and greater communities of this world, our city, our nation, the entire world, demonstrating." The Fillmores always used that word, as best I can tell, demonstrate your truth. It meant be like a little scientist. Go out there and take the principle you know and put it to work in the world. Demonstrate it. I love this story. Dorothy Pearson, who was a great Unity minister many decades ago and built a great church with her husband in Sacramento, California, she had a vision for the possibility, and as they grew, they bought a great big bowling alley and at another time a grocery store and transformed it into their church building. They could see its potential and its immense size. Well, she studied in the 1940s at Unity Village, and she had a wonderful experience in that Charles and Cora Fillmore invited her to live in their house. in an apartment they had, so she was really close to them. One day, Dorothy Pearson said, "Mr. Fillmore, I have completed all of the basic classes of Unity. I am now ready for the advanced course of study." And Mr. Fillmore paused, and then he said to her, "The advanced course is to live the truth you know. The advanced course is to live the truth you know." Today's lectionary scripture reading from the Gospel of Mark describes the beginning of the earthly ministry of Jesus of Nazareth. At first, his divine power was not apparent to the people of his hometown. As Mark writes in the Gospel, "He returned to his hometown. His disciples and followers came along. On the Sabbath, he gave a lecture in the meeting place. He made a real hit, impressing everyone." "We had no idea he was this good," they said. "How did he get wise all of a sudden, get such ability?" But in the very next breath, they were cutting him down. "He's just a carpenter, Mary's boy. We've known him since he was a kid. We know his brothers, James, Justice, Jude, and Simon, and his sisters. Who does he think he is?" They tripped over what little they knew about him and fell sprawling. And they never got any further. Jesus told them, "A prophet has little honor in his hometown, among his relatives, or on the streets he played as a child." Jesus wasn't able to do much of anything there. He laid hands on a few sick people and healed them. He couldn't get over their stubbornness, their lack of vision. And so he left and made a circuit of the other villages, teaching and healing in a powerful way. So you see this statement of being, this understanding of the value of the human being is not just something up in Rudolf Steiner's cloud cuckoo land. It is the very core of our belief in ourselves, our belief in one another, our belief what is possible for the people of America, what is possible for the people of this world. Jesus' hometown, I don't think Mark, in writing the gospel account, was picking on Nazareth alone. He was recognizing what human beings can do in limiting themselves or one another to these specific stories or circumstances.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.